Hashem, help us know your emes and do your ratzon perfectly, always.
And where are we holding?
So, yeah, we're holding. Just a quick review of the Mishnah. We had mostly the Mishnah before we started the Kufa. I'm sorry for jumping around, but just want to say, we see from the Mishnah we did yesterday how much Hashem loves us. Yeah, 23, the last Mishnah in the Gemara, in Makos, actually.
23a.
23a.
23b.
And we continue to 23b. Kaf Gimel first side to Kaf Gimel second side. We saw yesterday Hashem's great love for the Jewish people, for Bnei Yisrael. He tries to give us even more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs to make us get to deserve more schar, even when we passively restrain ourselves, things we're not going to really be excited to do, like drink blood from animals or eat blood from animals, and we'll get schar for that. We'll get reward for that. And we saw also in the Mishnah, and more so for doing a mitzvah, and especially positive mitzvahs, and especially if we restrain ourselves from things we have taivas for. We saw in the Mishnah not just your offspring, but the whole doros, your doros, ad sof hadoros, it says here. That it doesn't say lashon tzeitzei, it says doros sof, doros. This is also a way to do kiruv v'chokim, just hold yourself from doing an avera, and it could be first and goal on the one for the Yitzhahara. Let's get back to football terms now. Okay, I don't know. First and goal on the one, and the gates are has you. You know, it's okay. It's okay. You can keep him from coming, getting a touchdown. You can stop him. You can stop him. You do that. You stop him. The Yitzhahara, even when you have it's something which your tire is involved with, it's going to benefit your door, other doors, tremendous repercussions. We saw, not just your own family, but all of Bnei Israel will benefit, and the whole world. So we saw that from the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah talks about what we said. We're going to reserve that for the end, about how lashes seem to be able to erase kores. We're going to get to that at the end of the shir, where the Shem is up. Okay, that was the Mishnah. One more thing before we start with the Gufa. I don't think we really appreciated Rabbi Nachum's question. 2 days ago, Rabbi Nachum had a question. It seemed a little bit far-fetched, but if we, on the way home, yesterday, actually 2 days ago, when Rabbi Nachum mentioned this question, what, let's say a person, he just right away flees to an Ir Miklat. He's supposed to get he's in Beis Din, he just runs away right away. He's fast, he's a fast runner. Not that he was tied up. He just runs away. Rabbi Nachum wants to say, maybe an Ir Miklat can help him. It's an interesting thought. I don't think we really appreciated that question. I don't think the Mefarshim really talk about this question. I think it's really academic. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, Chazal say an Ir Miklat only can help someone who kills b'shogeg. This is a mezid avera, which it's a love, and this person's going to get his chayv lashes. Adam saw him do this. It's mezid. It's so, even though it's a love, it's a lesser thing than killing somebody, but it's an interesting thought. Rabbi Menachem, I just want to commend you on the thought, at least. It's now I understand now where you're coming from. When you first asked it, I said, wow. But and we also put two things here which back up your question. This is one thing. We know that if the Ir Miklat can help somebody who did such a bad thing but was b'shogeg, maybe a love, which is not so bad, not like killing somebody, but okay, albeit it was done amazing on purpose, but maybe it could help him. Also, we are from our Mishnah. We see that it's not far fetched. That lashes can possibly erase kores. So maybe an Ir Miklat can also help for him. You know, if it helps for a shogeg killer, maybe it can help for this. Okay, I don't know. I don't see anything really, but it's academic. I mean, That does not, but it's not going to really help him. But it's interesting. We appreciate your question. That's all I want to say. Okay. Gufa, and we'll try to get back to the whole issue of this aspect of lashes erasing chores. But I just want to get, where Morty wants us to try to keep going, try to get as close as possible to the end so we can just mop up at the seam, finish up at the seam. We still have ways to go, but at least we'll make some more progress, and also we might have to break away for Rev Orish. So, Gufa, I mean, everyone knows the Rayam now, I'm on page Kaf Gimel, second side, everyone sees Gufa. I'm not trying to dodge the bullet here, I'm going to go back to the Inyan before this, but I just want to make some progress first. Okay, Gufa, middle of basically, not really in the middle of the page, but a little bit up from the middle of the page. You see where it says Gufa there, everybody? I'm a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Uh-huh. Okay. Everybody's happy with that? You see Gufa Shmuel, you see where you're at? I'm a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shalosh Devorim Asu based in Shomata Vahaskimu based in Shomala Al Yudom. We're going, okay, since we have, before this, we have a statement by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're going to continue with that. We're on this, a tangent of statements now from Yeshua ben Levi. He says three things were enacted on the, down here in the earthly court, and they agreed upon it in the heavenly court. What are these three things? Elohein Mikra Megillah, Ush Elas Shalom B'Shem, V'Havo'as Meister. Reading the Mikra, reading the Megillas Esther, and this is referring to the Leil Purim reading, not the day. Yeah, and that's based on what I heard from my rabbis. Everyone's quieter about that, but we're going to elaborate on that soon. But the nighttime reading was enacted down here by the Anshei Gedola, and it was agreed upon in Shemayim. Next is exchanging Shalom with Shem Hashem. And the last thing is giving Meister. King Hizkiah made some takanas regarding Meisteris. It seems like Ezra. I saw that King Hizkiah also. You're right. There was major takanas and also like sub takanas. Okay, so here, yeah, the major takanas, right? Okay, were made by Ezra here and. By Meisteris. It seems like they were getting lax with Meisteris, especially Levium. Believe it or not, Levium were. I'm sorry. This is not the sub. This is the major. The major one was just giving Meister Rishon to the Levi. I mean, the Levi has to give to the Kohen Meister Rishon. That's what this is talking about. But also, King Hizkiah also made sub tekanas. Because of other feelings by the Levim, believe it or not, usually Levim are strong, and they're coming. They really don't mess around. They're tough, and they do Hashem's Retzon perfectly. At that time, for some reason, there was some laziness going on, and in general, there was also by King Hizkiah the fixing up some tekanas regarding Meisteris in general. Okay, now. Let's get back to the Mikra Megillah. Diksiv, Kimu v'Kiblu, Hayehudim, Kaimu l'mala ma shekiblu l'mata. What the Bnei Yisrael did, as far as the Anshei Gedola, as establishing the nighttime reading, that was agreed upon by the heavenly court. Hashem agreed to that. The daytime reading was much different. Mordecai and Esther got that they should do that through Ruach HaKodesh, that there should also be a daytime reading. So, I'll read again. Okay. Yehudim kaimu lamala ma shekiblu lamata. Regarding the nighttime reading, the heavenly court, Hashem, agreed upon what we did down here by what the Anshei and the Gedola did by instituting a nighttime reading. Okay, the daytime reading was...
Where did you see that from Or?
You went out. I told everybody that from my Rebbe's, I got this idea I'm telling you now. Yeah, good, you're right. Yeah, you weren't here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. That for my Rebbe's, there's a difference here between a nighttime reading and a daytime reading. That Mordechai and Esther actually got a direct message, Ruach HaKodesh, from Hashem, that there should be also a day reading. But this is, the Gemara is referring, yeah, good, you're right. This is referring, but this, the Gemara is only referring to the nighttime reading.
Okay?
Ush Elas Shalom. That you can use Hashem's name when you greet people. We have a pasuk about Boaz. Diksi v'hinei Boaz bo mi beis lechem v'omer lakotzrim Hashem imuchem. Boaz came from beis lechem and he said to his workers that Hashem be with you. And we have another pasuk. An angel was speaking to, spoke to Gideon. It also says, "V'omer Hashem imcha gibor hechayel." Hashem be with you, O mighty hero, O strong hero, O strong soldier, whatever. Gemara asks, "Ma umay v'omer? What's the need to bring another source? Isn't Boaz the Maisa with Boaz enough?" Gemara answers, "V'ki tema Boaz hu da'avid midate, u'mishmaya lo haskimu al yado." That maybe you can say that Boaz, on his own volition, with his own das, he decided to do this and to greet someone with Shem Hashem, and he initiated that, but the Shemayim didn't agree to it. So we know that from the Maaser, the angel speaking to Gideon, that it's proper to use Shem Hashem. Now, the Rivan, along with the Gemara, seems to be saying that what's the Shem Hashem here? The Shem Hashem seems to be Shalom. If you look up the
Rivan says, right? Of course, you would use the
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, right. According to the Gemara, it seems to be only Shalom.
Yeah, Shalom. That's the thing.
Yeah, good. Mishum Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatalahem. Right. Veinbo Mishum Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatela. Okay, so the Yvonne says that, right. Now, according to the Gemara, it's not clear from the Gemara. Because at the beginning it says b'shem. You don't know what that means. It says Shel Shalom. It sounds like Shalom is the name. And you look at the pesukim. Yeah, the hey in the pesukim actually means yud kei vav kei. Yud kei vav kei is what they used. And yeah. So today we don't do that though. Today we don't. It was initiated with the Anis Pesukim to do this, to use actually Yud Kei Vav Kei, and yet we don't do that. We say Shalom. I saw in the Mefarshim, the Masifta, that even to say Shalom, a person has to be very careful not to say Shalom in a dirty place. If he's in Because actually, Sholem is actually one of Shem Hashem. And a person must be careful not to say Sholem in an unclean place. Okay, now, what's interesting here is that the Miser of Gideon happened, of course, before the Miser of Boaz, right? Because Gideon was in the time of Shoftim, as we see him, as we see that's from the Pasuk Shram, Shoftim, and Boaz, of course, is from the time of Ruth. So yet,
can we go to the Rashi of Vashela Shalom Hashem.
Okay, one sec. Yeah, okay, one second. I just want to just finish what I was going to say. And yet, the Gemara brings it chronologically wrong. The Gemara brings the Boaz Maisa first, even though it happened after. And it seems to be saying that the Gemara seems to be saying, hey, look, the Maisa with the angel and Gideon is coming to verify what Boaz did. Angel from Shemayim, showing how Shemayim is agreeable to what Boaz is. The only problem is, Boaz came after this Maisa with the angel and Gideon. So, I didn't have time to look it up, but the answer, if everyone has time, you can look and say for Ben Yehoyada, for he speaks about the why is, what's what the answer is over there for this question. I didn't have time to look it up to see it. Okay, now, which right, Rivan? The Rivan of...
go right down the
list.
Let's
see.
Right down the
list. Peshila Shalom B'Shem. Okay. Peshilas Shalom B'Shem. The mutter la adam l'shol b'sholom chavero b'shem. That it's mutter for a person to greet his friend with shalom b'shem. Say greeting b'shem with Shem Hashem with yud kei vav kei. That's what it means b'shem.
Right,
yeah, okay. B'shem yud kei vav kei, because that's an expression. L'shol shalom means greet. That those two words together mean greeting. Greeting his friend with the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Gagon Yasim Hashem Alecha Shalom. May Hashem place upon you Shalom. Yud Kei Vav Kei, place upon you Shalom. Vein Bo Mishu Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. There's not here a coming out, a speaking out of Hashem's name for waste. In other words, you're not. It's not a wasting of Hashem of using such a shame like Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's not a waste. It's a beneficial thing, because Hashem wants shalom between us. And I think he's not. Wait one second. Hold it. I saw somewhere. Did he say it here? No. I saw in the Sifta also that Hashem rather have his name be mentioned like this as much as possible than other terms that might be like Riku of Avodah Zorah. Better that they use my Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, than say other not so nice terms, even referring to Avodah Zorah. So I saw that in the Masifta, yeah. I don't think Rivan said that. No, he's, I see. No. Okay. Yeah. So let's see. The Omer. We said that, okay, fine. Tashma. Yeah, okay, we said that. Okay, Tashma, the Omer Hashem, Imcho, Gibor HaChayel. Okay, so that comes to show how Boaz is right. The only thing is, there's a chronological problem here. So anybody wants to see that, so look in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada. Okay.
You finished
up
the Rashi?
Oh, okay, let's see. Oh, there's more. Okay, okay. One second. Oh, I just skimmed it for the Borazora part. Oh, sure. Okay, right. Read this also. Okay. No. Another rendition. She'ilas shalom b'shem dechayev adam lishol b'shalom chaveru b'shem. That he's actually saying here that it's a chiyuv on a person to greet his friend with shem Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Va'anu nami ki shalinen adadadi midarchinan midcharinan shem the shalom shemo shel Hashem, Dixiv, Yikro Lo, Hashem Shalom, Lashem, Hashem. Also from Gideon. what's that called it? But Anunami, and we also can greet one another, right? Ki Shailinan Adadadi, on each other, greet each other, by mentioning, okay, Shem, the Shalom, Shemo, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shame, actually the shame of Hashem, that Hashem itself, that, oh, say, Shalom itself here, he's saying, is also Hashem's, one of Hashem's names. And we see that in also by Gideon, that they call to him Hashem Shalom, the shame Hashem. So Shalom is also shame Hashem. That's what we do today. Okay, oh. Getting work out. Okay. Okay. Got my Adidas on. Let me put my Adidas on for this one. Vaz Meister. Okay. Oh, this is about the sub enactments. Also, I see here, okay. Giving the Meiser, as we say in Yevamos, the Ezra HaSofer, Kanasihu Levim, he actually placed a fine on Levim, Lefi Shelo Alu Imo, that they didn't come up with him when he came from Vavel, Vetziva Lahavi, he commanded upon them to bring all the Meiseris to the Lishkat Beis Hashem, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, a certain chamber. In the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Hashem, v'hayu hakohanim halevim shavim v'maaser rishon, that they're equal shavim kohanim and levim regarding maaser rishon, dixi be'ezra, v'hayu hakohen ben aron im halevim v'maaser levim v'gam king Hizkiyahu also kamo kein hachin Lishkot Lahavi Kol Hamaisris Fahan. Okay. Wow, this is a long we've gone. This is also going into what he did. It's written by Ezra, it's also written in Ezra, by Hakohen Ben Aaron. It's a certain Meiser there in Nehemiah, Kohen Ben Aaron, Im Levim, with Meiser Levim, with a Meiser for Levim. But Gam also Kiskiyahu HaMelech made Takanas. Kamo Kain, Heichin Lishkot Lehevi Kol HaMeisers Behen. We wanted to bring to the chamber there to the Beis HaShem, the Meisers, so that the Kohanim, Levim, who are doing the voter there, have food in the Beis HaMikdash.
So this is basically a fine on the Levim, but normally the Meiser Rishon goes to Levim.
Yeah.
But now since they're brought to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, they split it. So instead of getting all of it Levim, now they're splitting with the Kohanim.
Yeah.
It's equal.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. There's a long run.
Is the rope in the shoe today?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anybody know if... I don't know. Yeah. So, okay. I didn't go through this before, so, I mean, that's why I'm rusty. But I'm just, this is off the cuff.
You're doing great.
Okay, let's see what should we do. Do I go down? Okay.
Rob is here. If he is, I'll come back over.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know. We're trying to find out.
Yeah. If he's not, he won't come back.
If he's not, I won't. That's why he's sitting here and he's putting time on it.
Okay.
Good call. What?
Okay.
Let's see. Think the road's going to be here today?
Okay, one second. Let me do that.
Looks like
there's a shear today. Okay. All right, we didn't get to the before the goofer. All right, I'll do it tomorrow. No, I guess it's a shear. No, that's it. We didn't get to. We'll start with the goofer tomorrow about the home.
Thank you.
No, we can do it.
Okay.
Thank you.